know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, IGTV, baby. You can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop and on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. People, enough about me. Today's guest, you have seen him on All American. You have seen him on the For the Love of Jason. You have seen him in Boys in the Hood. You've seen him on SWAT. I'm going to stop naming shows and movies because this intro will be too long if I name everything he's done. Ladies and gentlemen, Kareem Grimes. Kareem is doing bit things right now. You've seen him in the first four seasons of All American. I'm a big fan of the show myself. Also on For the Love of Jason, season two is starting up real soon. Check out his IMDb page. Check Google him if you don't know who he is, but trust me, you know who this guy is. We're going to kick it off with Preach. That's why I called him Preach. That's right. But no, for real, Kareem Grimes, let's kick it with him and let's see what's going on. All right, people, enjoy.
Hey, brother, it ain't about you, Coop. It ain't about you. Nah, what's good, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I am good. Yes, sir. How's your day so far?
Man, it's amazing, dude. It's amazing, man. I woke up, so I'm winning.
Ah, that's an automatic win, man. That's definitely an automatic win. Really? Yes, sir. So, Kareem, man, like I said, everybody, they know what you've been doing. They've seen you in action. You're doing big things. I want to just congratulate you on everything you have done in the industry. Please continue to grow. All American is on an all-time high. Not surprised, season two, For the Love of Jason. Yeah. I mean, geez, man. I mean, there's no stopping you. But for the people that don't know, let's talk about your beginning, man. How did it all start for you? When did you first realize that you wanted to become an actor?
Man, it started like literally in 87, 88, man. Like, I think it was just one of those things. I can remember when I was younger, man, just looking at TV and, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I can do this, you know what I mean? And then, you know, entertaining family. And it was just like, it was just in me, you know? It was just in me to really do this, man. And you know, I had a support system, and you know, my first acting class was Marla Gibbs, Marla Gibbs, Crossroads, man, and that's the foundation, you know. So I had an acting teacher by the name of Whitman Mayo, who played Grady on Sanford and Son, and
yes, sir,
and Marla Gibbs and Ed Cambridge. So you know, that's my foundation, man. That's. You know, I stand on their shoulders, man. And from that point on, dude, it was on and popping. And, you know, from there on, from that point on, man, you know, just there was a film, Boys in the Hood. And, you know, my mom's friend was in the industry and they were like, hey, they're looking for, you know, young Black boys who can skateboard. And I fit that description. I found myself on set. 2 weeks in the shooting, you know, John Singleton is talking with us. We're just throwing the ball, and he was like, "Yo, man, I'm gonna give you some lines, man. Are you cool?" And from that point on, man, it was on. Like literally, that was a spark that I needed. And you know, Boys in the Hood was my first major film, and that got me in the SAG. And you know, I was able to get an agent, and you know, we've been going ever since, man.
Yeah, you have nonstop, definitely nonstop. So Kareem, I mean, when you started, you know, like you said, you got the agent and everything, Boys in the Hood, of course, as we know, that's a major success also. Yeah. What type of hurdles did you go through, you know, to get to where you are today?
Man, it was a lot, man. I think, starting off, I didn't really know how to go about of getting an agent. And I had some friends who were in the industry prior to me getting into it. I don't really ask them that many questions, but when you don't have too many credits, it is back then it was kind of hard getting an agent. But I think once I got the movie, that was kind of like the start. That was something that I can be able to go in and say, hey, listen, I have a movie coming out. And but there's a lot of hurdles, man, as far as just audition after audition after audition, and being told no. Being told no in front of your face, you know what I'm saying? Saying you're either not tall enough, you're not this, you're not that, but still having that the determination and belief in yourself to keep going, audition after audition, man. So, this business is not for the weak. You have to have tough skin, because there is a lot of rejection. I think people just kind of really see the kind of like really the end result. But prior to that, like I said, I've been in it since maybe 87, 88, and I want to say cool, probably within the last 5 to 6 years, I feel like I'm just scratching the surface, man.
Wow. Are you serious? Dude, Kareem, hey, you must have forgot your resume. You just scratching the surface?
But I say that to say, as far as being on TV and that being your sole like job, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had many jobs. I would call myself a working actor, to where it was just like, season three of All American, I was working two jobs, three jobs. Season three of All American, I was working three jobs, man, because I wasn't on the show regularly. So, bills come, so you just can't lay around and say, okay, I'm on TV and just wait for the phone to ring. So for me, it's just always been about, just having your side gigs to actually pay for your main gig. So, that's what it was for me, man. So, when I say that, I say for it to really just be the show. And that's it, meaning that you're working constantly on the show and you're getting paid well. So, yeah, it wasn't until, maybe season four, that we just had that, I was able to say, hey, I don't have to work other side jobs. This can be my main job. So, yeah, it's been a grind, but I've enjoyed the process of it, and I wouldn't change anything about
Nice, nice.
it.
Now, since you did speak up on All American, like you said, season three, season four, I'm a heavy follower on the show. Side note, I'm kind of disappointed I haven't seen a show in the last 2, 3 Mondays. Is the season over?
Yeah, so we're on Netflix now, so you can binge the whole show. So you're good to go. So we went to I think we went to Netflix in June, May. I think May. So I think right now we are currently trending, I think, number four on Netflix. So the whole season is there on Netflix for you to binge.
Ladies and gentlemen, watching worldwide right now, if you've been doing like I've been doing, turn to CW, trying to catch this show every Monday, and you've been missing it, you ain't going crazy. The season is over for right now. Now, also speaking about All American, how excited were you when you found out that you did receive the role of Preach?
Oh, it was great, man. I think just as an actor, you're just happy for the opportunity to work. For me, that's what it was. I didn't know that my character would, here we are, for season four, 4 seasons in. But there's a little backstory that goes along with that. Nkeche Okoro, who is the showrunner for All American, we met 10 years, 11 years ago, when I did her first script that she wrote for TV called Bones. And from that point on, that's how, we were introduced. But also, it was a great, probably one of my proudest roles. In that show. I played a young man from Sierra Leone who was an amputee. And you know, that was her first script. So, you know, as an actor, you show up, you do the work, you hit your mark and you go home. But I left such an impression, you know, that you know, she remembered me. And, you know, we fast forward to, you know, getting this role. And big shout out to Leah Daniels Butler, who casted me for this. You know, you get the role, you're excited just to have a job. And, you know, my character was only supposed to be there for two episodes and he was out. But, you know, you as an actor, you get these opportunities, you know, you breathe life into these characters and you give the writer something to write about. And, you know, here we are. Preach is, you know, now a father of a daughter and, you know, a tutor at South Crenshaw. And, you know, hopefully his career furthers along in the school and he becomes a teacher.
I mean, that was a complete 180. Speaking about Preach, I mean, he was one on his second strike, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah. I mean, turned around and then you got the little girl, your daughter, trying to put pieces together. Yeah. And I'm going to say it like this, the other Coop, you right. know, she out there, you know, she got your back 24/7 also.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to tell this story. Everybody go to Netflix if you ever watch the show. Catch up on season 1 through 4. I'm not going to tell the whole storyline behind
it. Right, that. Right.
So, no, we're not doing that. We definitely not doing that.
Exactly.
Go to Netflix. Watch All American. Not right now because you're watching this interview. After this interview, go to Netflix. You know
there
what
it is.
Yes, definitely know what to do. Now, also, how is the environment when the cameras are off on All American? Does everybody get along as well as they look like they do when the cameras are rolling?
Yeah, we're a really big family, man. Like we all, you know, get along outside of work. You know what I mean? It's interesting. Like when we're in between takes, we're like clowning around, you know, showing each other Instagram videos, jokes. You know, Taye Diggs is probably the jokester of the whole crew. But yeah, we all get along very well outside of work. You know, we support each other and whatever, you know, whatever we have going on. So yeah, it's like one big family, man. I think we're just, you know, grateful to not only work, but work with each other. You know, everybody comes to work, you know, ready to work. You know what I mean? And I think that's why we have such a good show running for this long. We all hang out and kick it too. So yeah, very, nice. Very great environment. Very great environment.
Nice. And it shows like a lot of shows when you watch it, it seemed like, okay, you got this part. And you just there to shoot a scene and then it goes separate ways. You guys like a true family for real. Y'all
absolutely.
Really
absolutely. Yeah.
The clickness shows between the cameras. I like that.
Yeah.
I definitely like that.
Yeah.
Now, Kareem, you're doing more than just being Preach, man. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. Season 2, For the Love of Jason. If people have not seen this show, tell everybody about For the Love of Jason, what the show is actually about.
Yeah, man, it's a show that I'm very proud of, happy to be on. We're in our second season, For the Love of Jason, created by Trail Woodbury, starring myself, Layla Odom, BJ Britt, Jack A. Harry, Braylee Evans, Tabitha Brown, just an amazing cast. For the Love of Jason is exploring a young Black male in his 30s dating. But the beautiful part about it is that each episode, he starts off in therapy. And I think what this show does is normalizing, you know, men in therapy, just people in general, that it's okay to go into therapy. We haven't seen a show where you've seen a Black man in therapy. And this show shows that. And it's kind of like it gives you more of a kind of like an Insecure, but from a male's point of view. My character's name is Eric. So it's Trail, played by Jason, BJ Britt, Brian, Layla Odom, Lacey, and myself. We're all friends. I'm the only married one out the group. So I'm newly married. Also, got a new position as a principal at a high school. So you get to see just a different side. And just a different character from what you see on All American. And just as an actor, I think that's what you want. You know, you want to be able to expand and you know, be a chameleon, and you know, just kind of play, and you know, show your range as an actor.
Was that coincidence that you're in working in a school now for All American? And
no, it's crazy, right?
Yeah,
man, it's such a coincidence, man. It's I really didn't know too much as far as the storyline of what they were gonna have Preach doing. And you know, here we are, second season of For the Love of Jason, and here it is, I get this job as a principal. So it's kind of crazy how that worked out.
Now, if I see Taye Diggs walk on set on For the Love of Jason, that's a conspiracy theory.
Hilarious.
Yes, sir. Now, also, for the people that's living under a rock, Kareem, can you tell these people some other shows and movies you have appeared on in your lifetime right now?
Oh, man. ER. I think I've appeared on every major network. So that's NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC. So I've done... ER, I've done SWAT. Well, I reoccur on SWAT with Shamar Moore. Let's see, I've done Grownish. I've done, man, there's so many. I've done NCIS, I've done NCIS Navier, I think. Or yeah.
Wow.
Dog, like I said, I've appeared on every major network on television.
I believe it. I believe it. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, IMDb this guy. Just IMDb him. Google him. You're going to see. Like I said, if he keeps naming, the show will be over. So
yes,
Kareem, you named enough right there. Yeah. Jesus, yeah. You have. Yes. Now, are there any other projects that you're working on right now that you'd like everybody to know about?
Yeah, so I have a project that I'm developing with my friend Edwin Benton and Christian Keys. You guys may know him from, he's on a bunch of shows, The Boys, he's on All Rise, Creatix, who's very known in Los Angeles. My boy Terrence Harden, who goes by Bad Luck. A real funny show, kind of like Entourage, but really more Black version, West Coast version. So we just finished shooting that. We're going to shop that ourselves and see what we can get. Other than that, that's pretty much it right now. Like, I'm kind of like auditioning right now while I'm on hiatus from All American, because we go back in August to start shooting season 5. So just kind of taking this time out to just kind of knock out projects that I'm a part of, you know, before I start back shooting.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, Kareem, I'm gonna tell the world something about you that if they're not following you on IG, they probably don't know this. So I'm gonna tell it. Kareem be working out like there's no tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, I watched this dude on Instagram last week, and I felt sorry for Kareem, because old girl. Well, after he did his one workout, he had to go do cardio for about 4 hours, it seemed like.
Hour cardio, man. Yeah.
Man, yeah. How did you start? What made you start saying, you know what? I'm gonna start working out. I'm gonna start getting myself in better health and better.
You know what? I think it started earlier on, just playing sports, but I think I did this movie Jarhead. And We had to, we're all in the Marines, and we had to do a shower scene. And I was just like, bruh, I ain't ready for no shower scene. My body is definitely not ready for no shower scene. I hope they don't call no body double. And from that point on, man, Coop, I think really it was just like it snapped as far as being in this business, you are a brand. So and that includes just, you know, your physical, you know, you want to look good on camera. So for me, it was just, I really kind of took it up a notch after doing that film. And really just, you know, just really working out. And, but for me, it's really a stress reliever. You know, I call it paying myself. It's my me time, and, you know, I love it, enjoy it, man. And, you know, like they say, when you work out, you look good, you feel good, and you feel good, and you feel good paying the bills.
Nice, nice. Now, There's something personally I want to ask you, Kareem, because when I was watching you work out, there was a certain position you did. It was like you was in a push-up position.
Yeah.
And you took the dumbbells that was in front of you. You pick them up and you take them to your leg. And you'll grab one and bring it back. Now, did that look harder than it actually was?
Yeah, it was very hard, bro. It was very hard. Because those weights, man, I'm trying to think. I think those weights were like 20 pounds, bro.
That's what they look like.
You're already in a push-up position. Your hips have to be kind of sag. You can't even have your hips up, and you have to literally go and bring that weight up. And so, yeah, so I had to do that like 15 times, bro. And it was, listen, on video, it may look easy, but in person, man, that thing was hard, bro.
Now, I work out myself, and I say I've never seen that workout before.
Yeah,
I'm scared to try, man.
Yeah, my trainer, Miss Fit, man, she's top notch. She knows what she's doing, man. So I've been training. I trained with her some years back and had great results. And we just got back and was like, hey, let's get back to it. And you know, I've been training with her for a few months now, and it's been great. My body's changing. I feel good, man. And yeah, man, just getting ready for season 5, man. A different looking preach.
I see it coming, dude. It's already there. So yeah. I want to say also congratulations to the whole cast and crew. Big shout outs to everybody in All American. Big shout outs to everybody for the love of Jason. I'm not going to announce it right now, but next month I will have somebody else from All American on the show. So yes, make sure you stay tuned for that.
Absolutely. Now,
Kareem, also for everybody that wants to catch up on your workouts and catch up on you on social media, what is the best way for everybody to find you on social media?
Yeah, just Kareem Grimes, my first and last name on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I think TikTok, and Snapchat. So just Kareem Grimes all across the board.
Ladies and gentlemen, go look him up. Go follow him. You want to catch up with him. You want to see what he's doing next. Make sure you follow him on social media. That's going to be the best way to do it. You never know where he's going to pop up at. You never know what he's about to do. Yeah. Follow him on Instagram. You never know what you want to see next. Make sure you. Yes. Now, Kareem, what advice would you give any male or female that wants to become a successful actor or actress?
I think it's, you know, you always have to be a student of the game. You know, always open and constantly learning. And really, you know, enjoy the process of it. You know, like I said, it's a tough business. I think people just kind of really see the end result, but you never see what goes on into that as far as the rejection and the sacrifice of, you know, having to audition and somebody, your friends or family's like, yo, come on vacation or come do this. So, you know, just enjoy the process, learn as much as you can about the business of show. That's why it's called show business. And you know, learn the craft. Be, like I said, be a student of the game. Always deposit something into your career. And that's just whatever it is. If you want to be an actor, then you need to do something each and every day to deposit into that. So once it's time to withdraw, your return will be great.
Nice, nice. Now, one more thing before we get to the last segment. Kareem, it was nice talking to you, but I want to talk to Preach for 1 second. Can you bring Preach on for 1 second? I got one question for him real quick.
What's up? All right,
Preach, check it out, man. Did you ever see your life changing like this? Because your baby mama dad, you taking care of this child by yourself. What are your plans for raising this child and also looking after the other coop at the same time, man? Listen, man,
you know, life happens, and I think you adjust. The beautiful thing about, you know, Preach is that, you know, he wasn't no dummy. You know, you learn that in the first season of the introduction of Preach is that he was quoting Greek mythology to Coop. You know, so the dude is definitely not a dummy. And I think it's just, you know, certain things happen in life, and you know, everybody is an ex something. You know what I'm saying? So it's just about understanding and rewriting those wrongs. And then also too, you know, he's a stand-up guy. He's a guy of integrity. So once, you know, like with any man, you know, you would think, who has a daughter, you want to step up to the plate and be that father, you know? So once Amina came into the picture, he had to get his act together. You know what I'm saying? You don't want anything to be repeated, a cycle. So I think he's changing that. And I think you'll see more of that, of him being a father to Amina, and really taking his job serious as a tutor. You know, he relates to those kids at that school, and he's been given an opportunity, a job, you know, that has changed his life. And, you know, I think he wants to make good on that and, you know, make sure that, you know, Principal Baker looks good by giving him his job.
Man, preach. Congratulations once again. You spent the night in that school. Your daughter scared everybody in that school. Congratulations to her too. Good looking out, preach. I'm going to talk back to Kareem now. All right, Kareem, this is the last segment of the show. It's called Take the Floor. You have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Kareem, take the floor.
Hey, man, listen, thank you guys for checking out this interview with Coop, Scoop with Coop. I appreciate you guys being, you know, watching the show. I think I speak on behalf of myself and the cast and crew, and we say thank you guys for you know, allowing us to be on your TVs for 4 seasons as we go into our 5th season. Thank you guys for, you know, tuning in to watch For the Love of Jason, which is streaming now on All Black. We have episodes dropping every Thursday, so we got a new episode tomorrow, Thursday, on the All Black Network. You can either find All Black on Amazon Prime as well. You can just go to All Black, A-L-L-B-L-K, download that and subscribe. It's a lot of great TV shows on there, but make sure you guys watch For the Love of Jason. This is our 2nd season. You don't want to miss. We got some really good stuff coming up, man. And yeah, just make sure you guys stay tapped in with me. I got an app out now called FacePop, which is on iOS. And then I have another app called Truso that'll be launching next month. It was supposed to launch a couple of days ago, but we had to push it back. So we'll be launching next month, and that'll be on all platforms, iOS and Android. So make sure you guys download those apps, support, and keep watching the shows. And I appreciate it.
That's what's up, Kareem. That's what's up, man. Thank you very much for coming on the show, and I'd love to have you back on in the future.
For sure, man. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest will be, you know, I never announce my next guest. You got to stay tuned to make sure you find out. Make sure, once again, you do check out Kareem, check out his Instagram, go on Netflix, check out All American, check out For the Love of Jason All Black. Make sure you just check him out all the way. All right, people, until the next time on the Bit Scoop with Coop.